All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order.
I guess we don't need it.
Opening statement pursuant to the New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Coast Star and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is the oath of office for the newly elected board members. Mr. Lopretto, Mr. Pellegrino, and Mr. Serino, could you please stand? Raise your right hand, and with the paper provided, follow along with me. I state your name.
I, Thomas Lopretto.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I state your name.
I, Joseph Lopretto.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by the law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
Am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1. Am not disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1. And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I read every word. I was thinking about when you
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Balderman.
Here.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Lincolia.
Here.
Mr. Lopretto.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Pollitt.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, the results of the election held on November 5th, 2019 for 3 3-year terms to the Board of Education for the Manasquan School District are as follows. Joseph Lopretto, 878 votes. Thomas Pellegrino, 865 votes. Alfred Serino, 861 votes. Colin Warren, 717 votes and 12 write-in votes. So congratulations again to Mr. Lopretto, Mr. Pellegrino, and Mr. Serino, who were all elected to the Manasquan Board of Education for 3-year terms. Below that, on page one of your agenda, you'll see an updated schedule of the terms of office, including the three new electees. Moving on to number six on the agenda. At this point, I'd like to open the floor to nominations for the position of president of the Manasquan School District Board of Education.
I'd like to nominate Gene Catani for president.
Any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the floor is now closed to nominations. Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Ingolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollitt?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie.
Okay. Gene, if you want to come. Congratulations.
So our next item is to nominate a vice president. Open the floor to any nominations. I'd like to nominate Mr. Serino. Any others? Yes.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Ingolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollitt?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie.
Okay, moving on, our mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear that members of the audience at the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of a whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves a matter, is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting, and final action may be taken. And we'll move on to our presentation. One presentation tonight, our audit by Robert A. Holzer Company. Robert?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. Just want to briefly just let the board know the results of our audit this past year for the 18-19 school year were excellent. Mrs. Coates, center staff, and the entire district does they know what they're doing. They do a great job. And so there's nothing I need to bring to your attention. And as I'm sure many of you are aware, we have a history of excellence in financial reporting here at Manasquan. So very happy to come and report that to you tonight. Other than that, I'd be happy to go over anything in the report that anyone would like me to or take any questions in general. This year was fairly status quo as far as any major changes. There really weren't any. So last year, we had new pension requirements, but we moved on. That process was speeded up this year, so I was glad to see that happen. But there weren't any significant changes, really, in 18-19. So other than that, I'd be happy to take questions about the report or anything for that matter.
I just want to take the opportunity to thank you because you conduct the audit in a very professional manner with very little inconvenience to the staff, Sandy upstairs, as far as I can see.
Not at all.
And I think you have a good understanding of the Manasquan community. And for that reason, I think that you serve us well. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that. Yeah, being a former graduate of Manasquan High School and living in Brielle, my daughters attended Manasquan High School. I have a deep connection to the school and the community.
Yeah, I can feel it in the way you perform the audit, so thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for having me. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too.
We'll move on to the public comment on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and group, if any, they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right for the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of the meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion of, disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comments on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? And no one, we'll move on.
We could just address the document B before we go on, so everybody knows what's on. It's changing the public forums as we move it up here. Public agenda items.
Yes.
Public forums.
Okay. Yeah. So we decided to change the agenda a little bit for this year. We always had the public comment on non-agenda items towards the end of the meeting. We decided to move it up to allow people, if they don't want to sit here for 3 hours and they want to make some comments, or if there are students here, we don't want them waiting all night. So I guess for this meeting, item 11 is on the agenda item, and the next meeting, item 12 will be on non-agenda items.
It's sample B in your document B as a sample agenda, and as you can see, it goes presentations, principal reports, public forum on agenda items, then the public forum for non-agenda items. And we've had in the past people waiting to get to the microphone, and we just decided that it would be better to give them the opportunity to speak before. So even though it doesn't appear tonight, if it's okay with everyone when you vote on it tonight, it will change for the next meeting. Okay, good. Thanks, okay. Chief.
Brings us to the Manasquan Sending District motions. Do we want to separate out a...
We just need the volunteers for number 33.
Okay. Should we vote first and then talk about that? Or?
You can separate that if you want.
Okay. Does anyone need anything separated out from items 12 through 45?
18 I can't vote on because that's my job.
Okay.
This whole position is where I work.
Okay.
So just 18 would be for me.
And then we'll also separate out item 33.
Delegates?
Yes, we have to name delegates.
Oh, I thought you meant pertaining to the doctor's contract. I'm sorry.
So do we have a motion for items 12 through 45, excluding 18, and I should get the right numbers, 33.
Yes.
Mr. Pollack? Mr. Burns?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassam?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carried.
Do we have a motion for item 18? Mr. Balderman? Mr. Lofredo?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassam?
Abstain.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carried.
So item 33, we have to assign a delegate to New Jersey School Board Associations. We have to have a delegate and an alternate. Do we have any volunteers?
If nobody will do it, I'll do it.
Excuse me?
Tom, I mean, if nobody else wants to do it, I'll do it.
Okay, and you can put me down as an alternate. So do we have a motion for item 33?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mrs. Bassam?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassam?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone have any old business? I just have one thing. We had our ad hoc facilities committee set up last year. We have openings on that. I want to pick up where we left off on that. Refining our plan for the next few years. So anyone who still wants to be on it, or let me know, and then we'll start those meetings again up soon. Any new business?
The construction project's going well, the HVAC project. They're running wires, and they have the guidance suites scheduled to be up and running in about 3 weeks. We're waiting to get those split units in. Our part has been finished in regards to the building of that, and the electricians are going to be in this week in the crawl space as well as in the guidance suite, and they'll be also putting a new gas pipe on the roof and doing some welding. So I don't know if you've seen the spot in the back where we've cleared out so they could put their trailers, and that's going to be a nice parking area eventually. But everything's working according to schedule. You know, I know it's early, but it's I'd rather have it go well now and later rather than have some hiccups. So we're good. We don't have a report tonight, but they will be here on the 28th for a report.
I just have one thing. Where are we with the busing for athletic events for our teams? I know that was an issue for a while. We're looking for drivers. Is that all?
Well, Pete, I think we did find a driver.
We're continuing to look. Some people did apply and then weren't interested in it being on call. So we do have a driver who was involved?
We had one driver who was on staff who does have a CDL. Yeah, we put in.
We'll do it. Okay. So.
And it was a teacher. But we haven't had a problem with that. We're still working on having that. That bus is still available for us for $1 a day if we get some drivers. Okay. I think in the spring's the time we have more of the problem, not now.
Okay. Yeah, typically the problem arises with events immediately following school. So some of the, like the basketball games and things are usually later at night. We can get buses for those.
Gotcha.
But baseball games and things that start earlier in the day for daylight reasons are going to be an issue.
Anyone else? So that will bring us to our second public forum, if anyone would like to speak on any items on the agenda or not. Seeing no one, there will be no executive session tonight. So do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Baldwin, Ms. Pasella? All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.